There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com. Geek Trippin'.
Yes, indeed, Geek Trippin'. So last week, the most famous rock and roll band of all time announced that they were hitting the road yet again for the No Filter Tour across the UK, starting on May 17th at Croke Park. Then it hits Dublin, heads up to Manchester, Edinburgh, Cardiff, Twickenham, and then pops over to Europe to Berlin, Marseille, Stuttgart, Prague and Warsaw. So they're going to be busy boys, are these lads? The Stones are still rolling after all these years, and I'll tell you what I did. I got myself a dart. Remember we used to do the dartboard destination and throw a dart at dartboard? I threw a dart at all these cities, and it actually landed on Prague.
Okay.
So that's where we're going to, because of all these different places could have gone to, landed on Prague. And guess where the gig's happening? It's happening at an airport, Letony Airport.
At an airport?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, Letony Airport.
That's
on the 4th
unusual,
of July.
Isn't it?
It might be an ex-airport that now puts concerts on.
Right,
but,
okay.
I'll tell you more about that airport as we go on.
Well, we would welcome your tenuous links to the band today, to the Rolling Stones. If you've got any tenuous links where you've actually got a story that relates to this band, and I have been racking my brains all morning trying to think of one that I've got, and I don't actually have one. However, my husband has one because he's told me about three times. So I rang him just for the show. And I was like, can you tell me that story again about the Rolling Stones?
The Rolling Stones were playing, and he was at boarding school, so he was a boarder. And at night time, they're looked after by a, I don't know what they're called, like a prefect or something. And the prefect, he said, okay, boys, you can go and watch the gig from outside the fence. So they went over, you know, like walked down there to where the gig was. It was close to their school, maybe like only a couple of hundred metres away. And when they were at the fence watching and like listening, this group of Hell's Angels bikers came, and they all got up on the fence, and they were like shaking the fence, and then pushed the fence over. And like as it went over, my dad and all his mates ran inside, so they ran inside and went and watched the Rolling Stones. And I think it was in 1975 or something like that. So
wow, that is such a cool story, isn't
cool
it?
Cool story, yeah. Do you know what else?
What?
He was wearing the boots that I wore to our wedding.
Oh, is that why you wore them at the wedding? Because they're lucky?
Yeah, lucky boots.
And have they been lucky?
Yeah, maybe.
So really, they pushed their way into a Rolling Stones concert. That's the moral of the story, isn't it?
Can you beat that as a tenuous link to the Rolling Stones, guys? 4001 if you can.
I don't think I can beat it. But what I can say is in my teens, I had a girlfriend who was named after this particular song by the Rolling Stones.
Angel. When will those clouds all disappear? Angel, where will it lead us from here?
Nice song, isn't it? Yeah, she was called Angie, and she was actually named after that song. So I used to play it for her quite a lot.
Ah, it's a nice link.
Yeah,
is she the one who dumped you on holiday?
No, that was another one. That was Julie, and Angie, I think maybe I dumped her. There's been
got
a lot of dump.
Song,
I've been through a lot of dumping in my life, let me tell you. Loads. Anyway, so there we are. The gig is happening on July the 4th at Letnany Airport in Prague. The Stones, of course, legendary band, formed back in 1962. The first lineup was Mick Jagger on lead vocals, Brian Jones on guitar, Keith Richards on guitar, Bill Wyman on bass, and of course drummer Charlie Watts. And what made them kind of stand out a little bit differently from a lot of other British bands, that they were heavily influenced in the day by American blues music. And Mick Jagger explains just how that came about.
I mean, when I was thinking about it, yes, it is pretty strange when you think about it, but there was a lot of visiting blues artists, and there was only one and a half TV channels, and they put them on these TV channels, so that was your introduction. So you saw like film clips of old blues artists like Led Belly, who was still alive. You got Sonny Terry and Brownie McGee was the first blues people I saw when I was really young on TV. Big Bull Brunsley was another one. So it's different kind of music and different approach, different feeling of entertainment than the kind of pop singers that were on TV.
Yeah, quite innovative, really, you know, and brave to be doing music that really wasn't that popular in the UK at the time.
Yeah, very brave.
So Keith Richards here, he remembers the early days meeting Mick Jagger.
We've known each other since 4 or 5 years old, and then lost contact, you know, because of school regulations and stuff like that. And then to bump into the man and, you know, with his... I said, what you got under your arm, man? You know, and it's a Muddy Waters, the best of Muddy Waters, and Rockin' at the Hops by Chuck Berry. And this stuff, I've been, you know, how did you get that, man? I rode away to Chess Records, and they were mail order, you know. I thought, I got to listen to that. And then we discovered that, you know, after all of those... childhood years have gone by, that we both hooked into the same thing, you know. Except he had the merchandise and I didn't.
It's like fate brought them back together, isn't it? Through music. And I just love that story. And Keith Richards, he went on to say, you know, what the band hoped in those early days to achieve.
We were hoping to be that the hippest club band in London. This is the place to be, you know, this is where you're going to hear music you haven't heard before. And we were like very idealistic in those days, you know, 18, you know, 19. It was like almost a missionary thing.
That's the rock and roll dream in that voice, isn't it?
Yeah, I was just thinking that, actually. They sound such like rock and rollers. Does that come after you're famous, or do you always sound like that?
You've got to earn that. I think you've got to earn it with cigarettes and a lot of other stuff. But drummer Charlie Watts, of course, he's been with them right from the start. And, you know, he was recently asked, is this really going to be the last Rolling Stones tour?
I've got absolutely no idea. I'm looking forward to the Sunday the 8th of July, which is the last show, and that's as far as I can think ahead with the Rolling Stones. I've got no idea. No, we won't. They never. God, they said that in 65, I think. Thought that the band might stop a lot of times. I used to think that at the end of every tour. I'd had enough of it. That was it. But no, not really. I mean, I hope it just, you know, everyone says, that'd be it. I'd hate it to be a big argument and everyone... That would be a real sad moment.
Yeah, I mean, that has got to be, you know, that moment when they do go their separate ways or decide they've had enough. It's got to be done in style, hasn't it? You know, I don't think the Stones maybe... You know, Charlie there was talking, and later on in that interview, he said, you know, I could be replaced and so could the bass player, but you couldn't replace Mick Jagger or Keith Richards. It just wouldn't be the Rolling Stones.
That's funny, isn't it? Because I remember us having an argument about Queen, where you were like, nah, it's exactly the same. Going to see the new guy.
Why do you always bring
Mercury
stuff up from the past?
Because you've just said you couldn't replace those two, but you can replace Freddie Mercury in your eyes. Mark Lloyd, watch what you say, because it will come around to kick you nowhere. Right, Mark has found somewhere with views across Prague to stay for 197 dirhams a night, is that right?
It is.
That's super cheap. 6.5 bags of ready-washed salad, that is, at the supermarket. But the question is it a cheap stay, or is the salad too expensive here?
Stop.
So the Rolling Stones, that's who we're off to see. They announced their tour just last week. They're hitting the road yet again for the No Filter Tour. It starts in the UK on May the 17th and runs all the way through until July. And, well, they're taking in lots of major cities across the UK. And then off to Europe, to Berlin, Marseille, Stuttgart, Prague and Warsaw.
If you're listening and you've bought tickets for one of these gigs already, let us know, 4001. Also asking for your stories, Rolling Stones related today. As tenuous as they are, it can be a friend of a friend of a friend once met Mick Jagger's uncle. We don't care. We'll take him. We'll take them all.
And also, go on.
Manterrupting.
Oh, all right. The first manterrupt of the whole show.
I was just watching on Twitter, where they've got 3.26 million followers, the Rolling Stones, a gif that they did of Mick Jagger's dancing. I would go to one of these gigs just to see him dance live.
Yeah.
I get super cool. And I was looking at some old black and white pictures of gigs that they've done over the years. Pictures of them with James Brown.
Yeah.
Like, they have lived the rock and roll lifestyle, man.
Well, Martin Scorsese, you know, probably one of the greatest directors of all time, made a documentary about them and their life. That was fantastic. Did you see that?
I haven't seen the documentary. Worth watching?
Awesome, awesome. As I said, made by Martin Scorsese. Brilliant.
Well, I think this is bucket list. Of all the gigs you could go to in life, if you miss Michael Jackson, if you miss Prince, don't miss the Rolling Stones.
Yeah, and if there's anybody listening, this was what my manterrupting thing I was going to ask. If there's anybody listening that's actually seen the Rolling Stones, because I haven't, and I don't think I know anybody who has, text us on 4001. We want to hear about it. So this gig happening, as I said, on the 4th of July. I looked at flights. You can get there on Fly Dubai. They can get you there direct as well. It's a 6-hour, 30-minute flight for 1,875 dirhams. There and back. It's not bad, is it?
No.
That's great. Great price.
Good.
Now, as I said, I was looking around at rooms and I found a place that rocked my socks off for this gig.
I wondered why you had no socks on.
It's a private bedroom in a large loft just 2 minutes away from the Charles Bridge, which is a really famous bridge. We're going to find out more about that a bit later on. And it's also a short walk from the castle as well. It features a nice balcony that offers great views across the city, and it's only 197 dirhams a night.
Love a loft. And that is a snip, isn't it?
What is it with you and lofts? Why do you like lofts?
I don't know. I think I like everything to be on one floor. Apartments, lofts. Not that into houses.
You're not into houses?
No, because I don't like to be on a different floor and hear noises. You know what I mean?
Okay. All right. Yeah, I'll get you there. Now, I found a little fact about the Rolling Stones. Not only are they super famous, but this is amazing. Rumour has it, after one of the major concerts in Prague, the members of the band loved the castle so much that they wanted to pay to make it more beautiful at night, right? So they shared their idea with the former Czech president. His name was Václav Havel at the time.
When you say shared their idea, did they just go, you should put some lights around that?
Well, they went round, you know, and said, you know, we like your castle sort of thing, but, you know, you could make it a bit more pretty.
So they explained to him, the president explained to them that the country had more serious problems to cope with.
Oh, you get a lot of that, don't you? Whenever you suggest something anywhere.
We've got more, serious things to deal with than that. So the band members offered to pay for art night lighting for the castle. So $32,000 later, the stage light technician created the lighting of the castle, and it's still in use today.
Oh, that's
what
nice,
a story.
Isn't it?
That's another great, you know, reason to go along and see the Stones in concert, I think.
In Prague.
You know, in Prague, definitely.
I went to Prague once.
Oh, yeah, you went for one of them hen nights, didn't you?
Many moons ago, my best friend Nicola Booth was getting married, and she said, I'm having a hen night to Prague, and I've never been on a holiday with girls before.
Oh,
it's
really?
Pretty young. I must have been, 22 at this point?
Yeah.
Anyway, so we headed off to Prague, didn't know what to expect. Most of the girls did the staying out late thing, and me and this other girl called Julie, we were up early every day going exploring, looking at the historical sites, doing all that kind of boring stuff.
Oh, yeah, of course you were.
But I remember one night, we were all going out to this club, and no one really knew where it was, so we just jumped in a taxi and asked to be taken to the discotheque. Anyway.
Take me to the discotheque.
Now, that's not what you think it's going to be in Prague. So we get there, walk in and go, hang on a minute. I think we might be in the wrong kind of venue, ladies.
Really? Yeah. Oh, so discotheque meant something else.
It was an eye-opener, let me tell you.
I bet it was. So how did you slither out of there then?
Straight back in the same cab, pretty much. Still there.
Stuck your head in. One look round. Hold that cab for us. We need to get out. We need to get out.
I think we're in the wrong room. So, yeah, I just remember it being really cold, really beautiful. The food was good. And that was a long time ago now. And at the time, it was just becoming kind of a stag do hen night capital, which was awful. There was all these groups of people everywhere. Sex shops, not very nice. A bit seedy, to be honest.
Yeah.
But I think they've cleaned it up a lot since then, because Zara went back recently, who used to work on the show, and she loved it. She said it was very cosmopolitan and clean and a lot of culture. So it's changed a lot, I think.
Yeah, I'm sure it has. And we're actually going to be finding out how it's changed and a lot about that culture. When we come back, we're also getting messages in. If you've seen the Rolling Stones live, we want to hear from you.
Whatever kind of links you've got to the Rolling Stones, we'd like to hear from you, big or small. We're at your news, sport and weather for you now. Do keep those Rolling Stone links coming in. Also, find out how much this trip to Prague will set you back in a minute. And after that, you can find out what else there is to do before and after you've been at this gig. Like, for instance, did you know there is an entire wall in Prague dedicated to a music legend, and it's no one from the Rolling Stones? Guess it's on a postcard.
Gig tripping.
Yes, indeed we are. And this is the band in question. So yeah, the Rolling Stones, it's the big gig. It was just announced last week, the most famous rock and roll band of all time, hitting the road once again, starting their No Filter tour across the UK, then heading to Europe. And we've chosen Prague today to go and see the greatest rock and roll band ever.
And we've been asking you for your tenuous links to the Rolling Stones this afternoon. I mean, maybe your mum had them on in the delivery room while you were breaking your way into this world. I don't know. Maybe you saw them in a really small venue like Kevin. Kevin's on the line. Where was it that you saw them, Kev?
I saw them in Abu Dhabi, so that's no big deal. But there's a great story from Canada, where I'm from. Back in the 70s, the Stones, unannounced to anybody, went into this club in downtown Toronto called the Elmo Combo. So the lucky people who were at the Elmo for whatever got to see the Stones. And they came back a second night, and the wife of the Prime Minister of Canada, Margaret Trudeau, went and saw them. And the Prime Minister, Pierre Elliott Trudeau, was one of the great Prime Ministers of Canada. And his son currently is the Prime Minister. But they had, the rumor is that Mick and the Prime Minister's wife had a little extra fun after the show.
What?
In the 70s.
What?
You can't be coming on the radio spreading rumors like that, young man.
Seriously.
Kevin.
Yeah.
Right, on that note, we're going to ditch you. Yeah. I thought he was going to be at that club.
Yeah, that was a fair old story, was that one, wasn't it? Yeah.
Now, Chrissy hasn't seen them sing live, but she has seen them in the flesh. Isn't that right, Chrissy?
That's absolutely right, yeah.
All right, where was that?
I think it was in probably 1962 when, you know, the Beatles, the 10cc, Herman's Hermit.
Oh, great bands.
Yeah, and we didn't realise at the time how earth-moving it was. You know, we were just 14, 15.
Yeah.
Girls that I was at school with were friends of Herman's Hermits, and 10cc were in Manchester, and we'd wagged off early from school one day.
Okay.
And we're walking on Deansgate on our way to the train station to go home.
Yep.
And spotted Mick Jagger and Charlie Watts and Keith Richards walking along the street. So we walked up to them and gave them a big smile. And we were linking arms, walking along.
Amazing.
Go on, carry on.
The people in the doing the window displays in Kendall's, which Mark will know.
I used to work in Kendall's. Yeah, but I've never seen Mick Jagger, but go on.
It's kind of like the Harrods of the North.
Yeah.
And they were doing the window displays, and the jaws were just dropping as we walked by.
That is an amazing story. Are you going to be tempted to go and see them 56 years later?
Probably can't afford it. I'll just have to live with the memories.
I'll tell you what, you and I need to have a chat at some point, have a coffee and talk about Kendall's and Deansgate, and that is where I grew up.
And stay tuned, because you might be able to afford it. This gig's not that expensive,
is it? It's not that expensive at all. You never know. You could afford this one.
Chrissy, thank you so much for coming on.
Yeah,
you're welcome.
You were amazing, Chrissy. Now, I wanted to find out a little bit about Prague and the things that we can go along and see. So I caught up with a friend of the show from Donata, our Rob Arrow, who loves Prague. He's been there loads of times. So I asked him for some recommendations, what we should go and see.
The castle, I should mention it. So it's not like a castle as in many of us understand, that it's sort of like a fortified castle with on the top of a hill. It's actually almost like a town that's been built up on the top of the hill, overlooking the river and the downtown part of Prague. So it's actually a complex, and it's huge. So that's a great place to go. The main cathedral is in there, and there's a lot of like national treasures around there. But actually, down in the old city, you've got the historic center, and you've got the old town square, which is a huge town square. Which has got some lovely cafes, and it's a great area to sit and people watch, and also to get from the castle to the old town square. You go down by the river, and there's the very iconic Child's Bridge, which was, I think, built many years ago in the 14th century. But it has a lot of statues on the bridge, and one of the statues is there, and you must touch that statue because it brings good luck. You can see it as you walk past it, and you see many people touching it, so it will always bring good luck on the Charles Bridge, and that will bring you down into the old town area, where also as well you can walk up towards Wenceslas Square, named after King Wenceslas, which is a huge square, which at the top of it also has the National Museum, which is very interesting for anybody who wants to understand a little bit more about the Czech Republic and also the history of the country as well. Aside from this, you've got the astrological clock and the Old Town Hall. They're both in the Old Town Square as well. And the astrological clock is a very old clock. It's actually a moving clock. So every hour you can stand and watch the different figurines and the clock moving. So it's a very interesting experience to watch the actual clock itself. And aside from that, there's also a couple of more modern things to see and to do. You've got the Dancing House, which was designed by Gehry, which actually looks like two people dancing together. And there's a number of very good restaurants in the Dancing House. And that's a nice stroll along the river, especially from the Charles Bridge. So there's lots of historical things to do. There's a lot of buildings to see. You can indulge in some of the history. Great museums there as well. And anyone who's a music lover, there's also the Lennon Wall as well, which is a graffiti-covered wall which was inspired by John Lennon. So anyone who's a John Lennon fan should most definitely visit the Lennon Wall as well whilst they're there.
We can't go wrong on this, can we? Seen the Rolling Stones and check out that tribute to John Lennon.
I must say, though, I have seen that astrological clock, and I did go out on my way to see it. And I don't think my life's any different after than it was before.
Really?
Yeah, it's one of them things.
It's supposed to change your life.
Seeing the Leaning Tower of Pisa, nah, tick. Eiffel Tower, nah. Tourist central, innit?
All right. So, Rob, I also asked Rob, you know, what's the one thing that we really must do whilst we're in Prague?
For me, it's go to a traditional Czech restaurant. The food there, the food is fantastic. So having a Czech stew or having duck, they cook a lot of duck in the Czech Republic, but having a really good, wholesome Czech dinner in a Czech restaurant, always followed up with a wonderful dessert of I know it sounds German, but apple strudel with cream. You have to have a proper Czech meal whilst you're there. It's hearty, it's filling, and you'll feel very warm inside once you finish that meal.
Oh yeah, good hearty apple strudel in the centre of Prague.
Which we're talking about because that's where we're sending you to see the Rolling Stones and Gig Trippin' this week on Dubai I-103.8. But Kanila has just sent in a great text, so I want to get her on because we're asking for your tenuous links to the Rolling Stones. You've got a great story.
Yes, I did. Yes. I had them on a flight. I took them to London. So I had them all, plus their families, in first class.
Oh.
And I had just finished reading the biography of Keith Richards.
All
right. So I was really expecting something to happen, to take place, but it was just so boring. All he did was playing Sudoku. The iPad had just came out, so it was something still fairly new, and I could see that the poor old man was struggling with the technology.
So there was no rock and roll moments then?
No, I was so disappointed. I was so disappointed.
You burst in bubbles here, Canila.
I know, it did. He looks like a grandpa. He is a grandpa. Yeah, at the moment, all of them are, pretty much.
So you were expecting maybe a bit of air rage from the Rolling Stones?
I was, and they drank water all the way from here to London. Can you believe it? Water.
I don't know, I think we should be proud of them, you know? They're getting healthy, they get a bit of tech. So are you still flying, Canila?
I still do, yes.
And where are you off to next?
I am currently on maternity leave, so I'm not flying for a while.
Congratulations.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Fantastic. Well, thank you very much for your story.
Thank you. Sorry it was a disappointing one.
We've learned a lot about the Rolling Stones. Thanks for that. So there it is, the No Filter Tour. It's going to be live in Prague. I worked it out. If you stay for four nights at the Loft Airbnb that I found near the Charles Bridge, take the Fly Dubai flight. You could make it happen for under 3,000 dirhams, this.
Love it.
But if you wanted the ultimate pit ticket, there's a hotel experience. That'll cost you a bit more, like 5,500. But it's going to be a cracking gig. Start me up, don't stop, and find me a honky tonk woman to go with.
Gig Trippin.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.